Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Election Commission has ordered re-polling in all 285 polling stations, including auxiliary polling stations in Falta Assembly constituency of West Bengal. The commission mentioned that there has been severe electoral offences and subversion of democratic process during the polling in a large number of polling stations in Falta Assembly constituency on Wednesday. Fresh poll will be held in all polling stations on the 21st of this month from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Counting of votes will take place on 24th of May. Nearly 90% voter turnout was recorded in re-polling held yesterday across 15 booths in South 24 Parganas district of West Bengal. Re-polling remained largely peaceful across the two assembly segments. Re-polling was ordered by the Election Commission on the basis of reports received from the concerned returning officers and observers. Counting of votes for the assembly elections held in West Bengal, Keralam, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held tomorrow. The Supreme Court of India has declined to interfere with the Election Commission's decision to appoint only central government employees as counting supervisors in West Bengal elections. A bench comprising Justice P.S. Narasimha and Justice Joy Mallya Bagchi directed that the Commission's guidelines must be strictly followed. The ruling comes as a setback for Trinamool Congress, which had challenged the move. The National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, or NEET UG, for admission to undergraduate medical education will be held today. The examination will begin at 2 p.m. and will conclude by 5 p.m. NEET UG is being conducted by the National Testing Agency since 2019 for admission to the undergraduate medical education. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the adoption of technologies like Cell Broadcast System, or CBS, and Common Alerting Protocol will significantly strengthen disaster preparedness, improve governance, and ensure timely and effective outreach to every citizen. Mr. Shah said this while conveying his best wishes on the launch of the Cell Broadcast Alert System yesterday that would warn citizens about emergency and natural disasters in their areas, according to a statement issued by the government. Union Telecom Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia launched the CBS. A nationwide test of the system was successfully conducted yesterday, during which emergency alert messages were broadcast to mobile phones across the country. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has described Operation Sindoor as a reflection of the government's unwavering resolve to eliminate terrorism through decisive action. He also said the unmatched valour of the armed forces during the operation has marked it as a golden chapter in India's military history. Mr. Singh made the remarks while addressing an event named Shaurya, organised in New Delhi yesterday, in the run-up to the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor.
Valor is not merely physical strength or skill in warfare. It is a resolute state of mind where before love for the nation, all comforts, attachments and fears become insignificant. Valor is that divine spirit in which a soldier rises above the bonds of affection for parents, spouse and children and pledges to protect the motherland.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, who is on an official visit to Jamaica, Suriname and Trinidad and Tobago, has reached Kingston in Jamaica this morning. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he looks forward to engaging with the Jamaican leadership, business community and members of the Indian diaspora over the next 2 days. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 8 wickets at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Today there will be 2 matches. Sunrisers Hyderabad and Kolkata Knight Riders will clash at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 3:30 p.m. In another match, host Gujarat Titans will face Punjab Kings at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over northern states of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Sikkim, as well as southern states of Keralam, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. Thunderstorms and hailstorms are likely to prevail over Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir. And that is the end of this news bulletin.